See you.
Nice to see you too, Doc.
How are you feeling today?
Pretty good.
Why don't we sit down, Dwayne? I want to go over a few things with you.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it says here that you've been refusing to take your medicine.
I don't like the way it makes me feel.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about that. Because we give you that medicine for a reason, Dwayne. Because of your behavior.
I know.
Because we don't want you to hurt anybody again. You still hearing voices?
I'm not crazy, Doc. Dwayne Barry's not like these other guys.
No, everybody here is different.
They're coming again. They're coming again, I can feel it. They're gonna take Dwayne Barry to the place.
Nobody's coming, Dwayne.
Nobody can stop him.
I'm gonna give you a shot. I think you just need some rest. This'll make you sleep. Then you'll wake up and we'll see if we didn't let anybody hurt you. Okay, Dwayne?
Get away.
Down the gun, Dwayne.
And the keys.
Dwayne.
Give me the damn keys!
Yeah, do it.
No! Get away. Doc, we're getting out of here together. You got it? Let's go now! Go!
Yeah.
Agent Mulder!
Krejci, what's up?
There's a situation going down. They want you out there right away.
What kind of situation?
Hostage negotiation.
And they want me?
Yeah.
What for?
The guy escaped a mental institution. He's got four people at gunpoint in an office building. Claims he's being controlled by aliens.
Castle Negotiation Commander, thanks for coming.
This is Agent Krejci.
Let me show you what we've got. His name's Dwayne Barry. He's armed with a 9mm Smith & Wesson handgun, 1 9-round magazine. It is our belief that he's prepared to use the gun and not afraid to die.
What does he want?
Safe passage for himself and his original hostage, a shrink named Hackey.
Passage to where?
He's bent on taking the doctor with him to an alien abduction site, only he can't quite remember where the site is, so he stopped at a travel agency.
Is he lucid?
Yes, but he's off his medication, so he's manic. Ranting about scoop mark scars on his body, homing devices, and a lot of other nonsense.
Like what?
This whole alien abduction business, which I guess you know something about.
Yeah, but I've never been in a hostage negotiation before.
Oh, we'll take you through it. Agent Rich is our advisory commander. He and I will be coaching you.
What Mr. Barry needs right now is a friend, someone who appears to understand him and can appeal to his sense of reason.
Do we know anything about his abduction experiences?
You really believe in this stuff, Agent Mulder?
Is that a problem?
We're here to save lives. You'll begin negotiations immediately. Every 3 hours, we'll reevaluate your progress and let our tactical commander advise and update on the use of force.
If this man is an abductee, I need to know more about him. His personal history. Each abduction case is different.
That material's not been made available to us.
And nobody's thought to call the hospital for records?
Look, Agent Mulder, the guy's a psycho. Your object is to keep him on the phone. The longer you do, the more chance he's not going to kill anybody. We stop to do a Freudian analysis. Next thing we know, we've got four dead hostages. So whatever crap you got to make up about spacemen or UFOs, just keep him on the phone.
Are we going to have to sit on the floor like this all night?
Shut up.
We all have families, for God's
sake. Dwayne, don't hurt anyone. Please.
I'm not gonna hurt you, Doc. Because this time you're going with Dwayne Barry. So you can see what it's like. That it's real!
Dwayne?
Yeah?
This is Special Agent Fox Mulder. Look, I want to try to help you.
Yeah? Well, we're just sitting here waiting for travel plans.
I think I know what you're going through, Dwayne. I just want to make sure you get what you want and that Bob, Kimberly, Gwen, and Dr. Hackey don't get hurt.
You know what I'm going through? You think you know what Dwayne Barry's going through? You don't know Jack!
I know you're scared, Dwayne. And that you'd like to see this all come out right.
Yeah, right. So they can put me back in the nut house. Where I belong.
We're only concerned about your safety, Dwayne. You and the others.
Hey, what's your name? Mulder? I know the routine.
Honesty, containment, conciliation. Am I missing something?
You need someone to trust, Dwayne.
I know a lot of people who've been through similar experiences.
You want to do something for me, Agent Mulder? You keep your dogs on a leash.
You try to gas me out or do anything stupid.
These people die. They're not taking me again. You got it? They can take somebody else.
Nobody's going to try anything, Dwayne. Who is this guy? He's FBI, isn't he?
Former FBI.
And you didn't think to mention that.
He's been out of the Bureau since 1982. Institutionalized on and off for over a decade, it's beside the point.
The point being that the Bureau wants to minimize its embarrassment, isn't that it? That we can police our own.
They would like it done as neatly and cleanly as possible.
Well, you're off to a hell of a start.
Negotiation is a process, Agent Mulder.
Well, if you just wanted somebody to come down and read the script, you didn't have to bring me out.
This method has proven extremely successful in winning the hostage taker's trust.
No, that man is afraid. And the only way you're going to win his trust is by trying to understand what he's afraid of. Have you ever spoken to an abductee, Agent Kasdan? Heard them talk about having their brains sucked out through their nostril while being wide awake through the experience? Would you like to know what they do to a woman's ovaries?
Not particularly.
Well, then understand that you might have to alter your approach a little bit here.
Is there anything I can do?
Yeah. What's your name again?
Krychek.
Have you got your notepad? Grande, 2% cappuccino with vanilla. Agent Rich?
As you can see, Carl, the SWAT team has taken positions on all the surrounding buildings. What we don't know...
Scully.
It's me. I'm in Virginia.
Yeah, I know. I've been watching it on TV. What's going on out there?
What's the media saying?
That an escaped mental patient is holding four people hostage in a travel agency.
What they're not telling you is that he's former FBI, who also claims to be an alien abductee.
Seriously?
Yeah, his name's Dwayne Barry. Look, Scully, I need your help.
I need you to find out what happened to him. Anything, transcripts from therapy sessions, hypnotic regressions, anything about his abduction experience.
Mulder?
The lights just went out here.
What the hell is going on?
Tactical unit, what are you guys up to?
Nothing, absolutely nothing, sir.
Ah, what the... Get out! Everybody get out! Tactical command, shots have been fired. Locate and report. Repeat, locate...
We've lost our captured line.
We have either four or five shots fired.
555-2804.
We have either four or five.
An electrical substation blew. We've got no power up and down the block.
Dwayne?
I told you.
Is everyone all right, Dwayne?
You didn't believe me, did you?
No, I believe you. I just need to know if anybody's been shot.
I need Dallas. Kimberly? He's going to bleed to death.
I guess we're going to need a doctor.
Now, you have almost full ambient hearing loss in this ear. Your sense of balance may be affected slightly, particularly if you have to move quickly or get into a physical situation. If you get trapped or held in the building for some reason, we'll be able to warn you if there's a tactical assault. Now remember, he's either got four or five rounds.
There's a wireless mic hidden in the top of his flak jacket. Speaking in a normal tone of voice, we should be able to hear anything you say up to 100 yards.
Make every attempt to keep these devices concealed. You put a normal telephone handset to that ear, it'll cause feedback and reveal that you're wired.
You really want to do this?
Yeah.
Your job will be to deliver medical help to the hostage. Anything else is just a bonus. You're to get in and get out. You are not to risk your own life, whatever you believe.
Don't jump into his delusion. I can't negotiate with him if he thinks I believe him.
Right. This is Agent Janice. He's a trained medic. He'll work on the hostage. You're to keep Duane Barry talking. Like I said, if he's talking, he's not going to shoot anybody, including you.
Now, I've got three snipers out there. Anything you can do to get him in the front door, all we need is one shot to the De La Blancada.
Yeah, there it is. Bravo, Charlie.
Attack command, this is rooftop 02 ahead in the site. They're passing the fountain and approaching the front entrance now.
Just unlock the door. Move back.
Dwayne?
He's in the air.
Put the kit on the floor slowly. We're unarmed. We just want to help the injured.
Over here.
Face the door.
That's right.
Not armed, huh? You're FBI, aren't you? Got a gun in the kit?
No.
Are you wearing a wire?
No. We're just here to help.
Okay.
Nobody's gonna try anything, Duane.
That's right. Good. You wanna work with them.
Just wanna make sure no one else gets hurt.
Just do your business and get out.
He's bad.
Hi, my name is Janice. I'm a paramedic. Hold on.
They want to work with you, Duane. But you got to work with them. Why not let the others go?
Doc's going with me.
Well, then let the women go. Were they here, Duane? The light. Was that them?
Don't try and BS Duane Barry.
Well, we lost time. I checked my watch. Isn't that what happens? Time stops? Isn't it? Duane? Isn't that what they've been saying to you, Duane? That you're making it up?
I say it's all inside my head. All they want to do is just give me more drugs.
I hear you, Duane.
You hear me because I got a gun.
No. I believe your story.
No, you're feeding into his psychosis.
I know you're afraid. I know the pain and the fear you must feel.
Just listen to me. Don't try to identify with him.
I've talked to people, Duane. People just like you, nobody wanted to believe.
This man's gonna die unless we get him to a hospital.
Why don't you let him go, Duane? There's no reason this man has to die. Come on, Duane, you've got the power. Let him go.
Okay.
You made the right choice. Now we're just going to move him carefully to the door.
No. Bolick can go. But you stay. I'm trading the ball man for you.
See how good a liar you are.
I'm telling the truth, Dwayne.
How could you ever know what Dwayne Barry's been through? How could anyone know?
It happened to my sister.
Don't you think you can lie to save their life? I want some honesty. I want some respect. I'm tired of all the BS.
How does it happen, Dwayne? Driving in your car? Alone in bed at night? When do they come to you? You're paralyzed, aren't you? Unable to move. Sometimes you can't even breathe. You feel an electric shock go through your body, and then they're there.
He's gonna push him right over the edge. I need a clear picture of what's going on in there.
Right away.
You're choosing a dangerous course, Agent Mulder.
There are beings, aren't there, Dwayne? Are they tall or small?
No!
Diminutive.
No.
They take you, Dwayne, against your will.
He's gonna kill us.
You're powerless. Sometimes you can't even speak. It's always the same. Nobody can help you. Where do they take you, Dwayne? Is there a ship? Do they take you to a ship, Dwayne? How do you get there? Are you conscious of being transported?
Abductees call it mind scan. It's a kind of telepathy.
I'm telling them I don't want to go. But they never listen. They know what I'm saying. But they just go right on about their business. Tell him what their business is. Tell him.
They take you aboard the ship to perform the tests.
Can talk to an Agent Scully.
Agent Scully, it's Alex Krycek.
Where's Mulder?
He traded himself for one of the hostages.
What?
He's in with Dwayne Barry.
You've got to get him out of there.
Well, they're working on it.
No, you've got to get him out of there now, or he's going to be killed.
How can you be sure?
Because Dwayne Barry is not what Mulder thinks he is.
How old was your sister when they took her?
She was 8.
I've seen kids sometimes. Young girls.
What are they doing to them?
Doing tests. You know, testing them. They tell them not to cry.
Are they hurting them?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes. Sometimes it hurts real bad. And, you just want to die, you know? You know what it's like, sir? It's like living with a gun to your head. And never know when it's gonna go off.
You can let the others go, Dwayne. Let the others go and take me.
Oh, they heard you talking like that, they're gonna have your ass.
I don't care about that, Dwayne.
No, I wouldn't do that to you. Besides, Doc and I got an appointment. Ain't that right, Doc?
We got a picture.
Mulder is here, opposite the locker. The women are on the north wall. We can't see the east wall. Dwayne Barry must be there.
Hold on a second.
No, I don't think you understand what I'm telling you. I just flew down here from Washington.
We've got a situation in progress.
All right, well, then let me talk to someone who's in charge.
You are.
Calm down, Scully.
Don't tell me to calm down. I'm not going to calm down until I can talk to someone who will listen to what I'm saying.
What's the problem here?
I'm Special Agent Dana Scully, and I have information that is vital to your negotiations.
What information?
I think there has been a critical misjudgment here. This man who claims to be under the control of aliens, his mental health history describes a rare state of psychosis. As you can see from his medical records, in 1982, Dwayne Barry was shot in the line of duty, the bullet piercing his bilateral frontal lobes.
Right.
The injury left him nearly incapable of functioning in society. It effectively destroyed the moral center of his brain. Now, almost 100 years ago, there was a famous case. A man named Gage had a blasting rod pierce the same region.
And what effect did it have?
He became a pathological liar, suffering from severe delusions. His behavior was characterized as bizarre and violent, with a tendency to act out his fantasies.
How did you get involved in this case?
Agent Mulder called me. We used to work together.
Well, if this is true, he's got your former partner completely fooled.
Is there a way that I can reach him with this information?
The government knows about it, you know. They're even in on it sometimes. Right there in the room when they come. They work together. With a secret corporation.
Who in the government?
The man. The military. They're all in it together. The government knows why they're here. But they wouldn't dare let the truth out. So they cooperate.
You're gonna have to deal with resolving the situation, Dwayne. Sooner or later.
I'm tired.
There's no other way out. You've got to tell them what you want to do.
I just want to go back to the place.
What place?
where it first started, where they first came and got me.
Where is that?
A mountain. We went up and up, ascending to the stars. I'm not going again.
Mulder, it's me. Listen to me. You cannot trust Dwayne Barry.
He is a brain-damaged psychopath who took a bullet in the head. He is not what you think he is.
What? How do they find you each time?
Implants. My gums. Sinus cavity. Here in my belly button. Tracking devices.
Mulder, he could snap at any time. He has a history of irrational and violent behavior.
Now you have to work towards resolving this. Now you have his trust. You have to try and negotiate with him.
Why not let the women go, Dwayne? They'll deal with you if you let the women go.
That's good. That's good, Mulder. Now keep him talking.
HRT is moving into position, and unless you can get him to free the hostages, they are going to execute a tactical plan.
The women are of no consequence to you. Let them go. It's the right thing to do, Dwayne.
Okay, but he stays.
Go on, get out of here. Get up. Go on. Get out of here, go on.
I just want to say that I believe you.
Center room. Moving.
This is a countdown, Mulder. They're coming at you.
Position one ready.
Coming at you, number one.
Gonna need transportation.
What do you want, Dwayne? A car?
I don't know.
Do you know where you want to go?
They're gonna tell me.
Dwayne, you can't leave here if you don't know where you want to go. Dwayne!
What?
Come here.
Hold your fire. You lost your line.
There's something I want to ask you.
What?
You didn't believe me. I had to earn your trust. Now, there's something I gotta know. Are you making any of this up?
You calling Dwayne Barry a liar now?
No.
You gonna make it all up?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
You're sorry?
Dwayne, will you listen to me for a second?
You're just like all the others, aren't you?
Dwayne.
You say you believe me?
Dwayne, I do believe
you. But you don't.
I believe
you. You're lying just
no.
Like everybody
I
else.
I believe you, Dwayne.
I trusted you. I trusted you.
I
was a fool.
Can I say something? Dwayne, can I say something? I know you're tired, but there's something you've forgotten to do. When you let the women leave, you left the door unlocked. Go unlock the door, Dwayne. Go lock the door. Go lock the door, Dwayne. Go lock it. They can get in here. Go lock the door.
I
203, repeat, rolling code 3. Medical unit 20, we're rolling. We have a 118, we've got a recurring threat, so please respond, Roger.
You okay, Mulder?
Yeah.
Whatever you're feeling, you did the right thing.
It's just that I believe in him.
Sometimes when you want to believe so badly, you end up looking too hard. Agent Mulder, thanks for coming.
No, I was surprised to get your call.
Yeah, well, as it turned out, whatever your impression of the way it was handled, I didn't get to thank you for going out there and putting it on the line. What?
I don't know. I guess I thought maybe you called me down here to chew me out. How's he doing?
Dwayne, they almost lost him, but he stabilized. They've got him listed on critical stuff. I checked on his record with the Bureau. It was exemplary. His accident was something of a mystery. Shot by his own weapon in a drug stakeout. Left for dead in the woods. He was never the same. Lost everything. Wife, kids, house.
The fine thread of sanity.
I actually called you down here for another reason, Agent Mulder. In the x-rays, the surgeon found several pieces of metal. In his gums, in his sinus cavity, and one in the abdomen. I had them checked. I felt you'd want to know. And they were tiny drill holes in his left and right rear molars. A dentist who examined them said they could not have been done with any of the current equipment in use. Not without chipping or damaging the tooth. Anyway, I thought you ought to know.
This could just be a piece of shrapnel. Dwayne Barry did a tour of duty in Vietnam.
It was right where he said it would be, Scully. Along with the ones in his gums and his sinus.
And you think that this was implanted?
Well, if it was, that would mean Dwayne Barry's telling the truth.
Or some version of the truth. Look, I'll take this down to ballistics. We can have this cleared up in a second.
Let me just make a slight adjustment.
What do you think?
It could be a shell casing or a small artillery fragment. The edges are dull, but it could have been white hot when it entered the body.
That would make sense.
But look at this.
What?
These small markings. See them here?
Looks like some kind of a stamp.
Like it's been tooled or etched. Pretty fine work, too. This square we're looking at is only 10 microns across. Strange.
It's me. I just had something incredibly strange happen. This piece of metal that they took out of Duane Barry, it has some kind of a code on it. I ran it through a scanner and some kind of a serial number came up. What the hell is this thing, Mulder? It's almost as if somebody was using it to catalog him.
This.